Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Welcome to Parkwood Presbyterian Church on this Maundy Thursday for our Tenebrae service. Tonight we gather to hear and to remember the journey that our Savior took to the cross. The purpose of the service is to recreate the betrayal, the abandonment, and agony of the events of Holy Week. The story will be left unfinished because the story is not over until Resurrection Sunday. If you are a visitor with us tonight, we are glad that you are here to travel with us on this journey to the cross. Because of the nature of the service tonight, we will leave in silence. If you are a visitor, please do not be offended if nobody speaks to you after the service. We would love to welcome you back on Sunday morning at 9:30 when we will celebrate Jesus' resurrection. On this day, Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. On this day, Christ gathered with his disciples in an upper room. On this day, Christ took a towel and washed his disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us. On this day, Christ our God gave us this holy feast, that we who eat this bread and drink this cup may here proclaim his holy sacrifice and be partakers of his resurrection, and at the last day may reign with him in heaven. Let us pray. Holy God, we come to worship in the gathering shadows of Jesus' suffering and death. We come with his friends, the men and women who have followed him in every place and generation, to live once again this story of service and betrayal, of weakness and courage. We come to witness your love in action. Be with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Savior invites all who trust in Him for their salvation to share in this joyful feast.
Why do we come to this table?
We come to this table because of Jesus' command and invitation. In remembrance of Him, Jesus tells us to eat this broken bread and drink this cup in true faith, and to keep doing so until He comes again.
How is this meal different from all others?
In this supper, God tells us that our sins have been completely forgiven through the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, where His body was given and His blood was shed. God also tells us that the Holy Spirit makes us one with Christ, and in Christ one with all other Christians.
Why do we give thanks and praise before this table?
We give thanks to God's word of creation, liberation, and salvation.
Let us pray. It is right, and it is our greatest joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, O Holy Lord, Eternal God. You created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. You made us in Your own image, and in countless ways You show us Your mercy. Therefore, with the choirs of angels and the whole company of heaven, we worship and adore Your glorious name, joining our voices in their unending praise. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
All All glory and blessing are yours, O holy God. For in your mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ. He took our human nature and suffered death on the cross for our redemption. There he made a perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. We praise you that before he suffered and died, our Savior gave us this holy sacrament and commanded us to continue it until he comes again.
Why do we eat bread at this table?
On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
What do we remember at this table? Why do we drink from the cup at this table?
The same night, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
What do we remember at this table?
We remember God's gracious love for us, Christ's death and resurrection for us, and the Spirit's tender care for us. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Merciful God, pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine, that in eating and drinking we may be made one with Christ and one another.
Amen.
Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, now and forever. Let us pray the prayer that our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Tonight, I would ask you to come to one of the tables in the center of the sanctuary in groups of 8 to 10, and then you will be served. With the serving elders, please come forward. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Surely not I, Lord. Surely not I. I will never desert you. How quickly we express our allegiance to God. How quickly also we falter and desert the very one that we love. Father, forgive us. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our intentions are good, perhaps the best. We want to be Jesus' faithful followers, but it is much easier to close our eyes and sleep. Father, forgive us. Greetings, Rabbi. Words can be cheap. Kisses can be deceiving. How often we mask our inner treachery with flattering words and dishonest admiration. Father, forgive us. I do not know the man. I do not know the man. It is pleasant and good to be with one who is popular, but not with one who is condemned. We want to be Jesus' friend when other people love him, but do we stand by his side when people curse him? Father, forgive us. soldiers mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they shouted. But we do not mock Jesus today, or do we? Every time we profess to be followers of Jesus but do not obey his will, are we not mocking him too? Father, forgive us. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. With these words, they taunted him, ridiculing the very Son of God. Oh, Jesus could have saved himself, but he could not save both himself and us. And so he hung upon the cross to die. Father, forgive us.
Oh.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. Father, forgive us.